Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The Terry McLaurin game of chicken with the Commanders continues. Nobody's blinked yet. When will something happen? That's what we're trying to figure out, and what's that going to be? Let's go to the Rude guest hotline right now. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. Pretty stunning. On August 11th, we're still talking about this, and maybe more shocking, there's been really no developments. There has been no progress as we're into week two of the preseason now. Jeremy Fowler of ESPN is one of their top insiders and reporters, and he's been all over this story last week, had more insight into this than just about anybody else in the game. Jeremy, you're on in D.C. with Grant and Danny on the Fan. Thank you so much. How are you?
Hey, guys. Doing well. Thanks for having me.
Our pleasure. So
absolutely.
Let's just start with where we're at and how that compares to where we were 4 or 6 weeks ago and whether or not anything's changing here.
Well, it's, you really categorized it correctly when you said this is a stare-off, a game of chicken. I think both sides are sort of hoping that one comes closer to the other. I don't sense there's been a lot of major progress. However, I would say there is a hint of optimism in Washington that I've gathered over the last few days. I don't think that's a matter of major progress on a negotiation, but I do sense like, hey, you know, Terry's a guy we want here. We're rebuffing trade calls. They have a difference of opinion in the market, in the receiver market in particular. I think that's the core issue here. But they know that they need him, and they know they have to figure something out here. I think in an ideal world, they would like him to play the final year of his deal and then franchise tag him. But that's not feasible for anybody. That's just simply not going to happen. Would be too clumsy to even try to attempt. And, you know, Terry McLaurin would revolt at that point. So, something has to be done. They just have to find a sweet spot and see if the player is flexible at all here. And you know, so far I don't think that they've found that common ground yet, but that's not to say they can't in the next few weeks.
So, Jeremy, I want to drill down on that. Is it you think the team would prefer this year's deal for Terry, where they've got him at roughly $25 million for a cap hit, then franchise tag next year and then say fare thee well, or would they rather sign him to a 2-year extension for, you know, this season plays on his current deal, then add two more years? Would it be better for them to do a franchise and see you later?
So I think that's relative to what the money is and what the market would be. In an ideal world, like right now, playing him out this year and then a franchise tag would be more beneficial for them. So my sense is that's at least been considered at some point, but that's also not really feasible based on where the market has gone, where the money has gone. It just would be hard to do. So I think that's the team's leverage sometimes is they can float that. You know, it's the same with the Cowboys with Micah Parsons. Hey, look, we have you under contract for 3 years. That just doesn't work as well as it used to. You know, these agents and players have created mechanisms, whether it's trade requests or holding in or withholding services, like they're good at making this difficult without costing themselves money by like true holdouts. So because of that, it would be a hard thing to do. So that leaves, I still think Washington, the reason why I bring that up is because the way they look at things, at least from what I've been told, is originally they were looking at like a slight increase on his current number, which I believe is $23 million. So that's where the gap comes from. I'd mentioned they've had a gap of up to $7 million at one point. I don't know where it is now. But it's because of that dynamic. Like, if it's a slight increase from $23 million, you're looking at probably $25 million. Terry's not going for that. You know, I can't speak for him, but if you're Terry, you're saying I'm a better player than DK Metcalf, who got $32 million. So there's your fundamental difference of the market, and that's hard to get or hard to bridge that gulf. And it takes time, and, you know, maybe can I do $28 million a year with incentives to get to 30? Would Washington be willing to do that? So it's possible, you know, we have to see it. They haven't shown that yet.
Jeremy Fowler of ESPN has been outstanding on this Terry McLaurin, Washington Commanders hold-in situation. We'll get back to the money in a second, but I wanted to double-click on something you said, which was the idea that like the tag is not an option, or this year on this deal and then the tag, you know, would be clumsy and Terry revolts. So why can't they do that? I mean, and what does that mean? Like, he's got to show up at some point, right? So if they just do nothing and eventually the season starts, I mean, there's no precedent for a guy really holding out. Chris Jones held out for one game and then signed a new one-year deal a couple years ago, which is kind of a worse contract, honestly, but at least he and his agent got to save face a little bit and say they got a new deal. And then he ended up playing in like week 18 to just hit some incentives to make the same amount of money that year, a matter of fact. But regardless, like when you say they can't do that, go further into that. Why couldn't they?
Well, they absolutely could. It's within their right to do that, and they have, at least on paper, leverage to do that. We could say, hey, look, we can have you under contract for multiple years, so take or leave our current long-term deal. Like, they can certainly say that, and I do think it's been reiterated to me multiple times that GM Adam Peters is not at all a pushover. He's willing to play the hardest of hardball. So all that considered, it is an option. I'm just saying it would be really hard to pull that off with a player like this, who's, you know, even though you're not paying him for in the past, he's been the consummate pro, good soldier, team leader, very productive, very good player. Like 99.9% of the time, those deals get worked out, right? Even if it's clumsy or it takes to week one or a week long holdout, like you mentioned, Chris Jones. So that's all I'm saying. It would be incredibly difficult for Washington to pull that off. Do I believe, based on my reporting and asking around, that they've thought about that and maybe even dangled that? Yes.
You've mentioned the relationship at different points, I know, from watching you on ESPN, had gone sour. Like, where is the actual relationship between McLaurin himself and Peters, or McLaurin and ownership at this point? Or is it more a fracture between the agent and the GM? And what can you tell us about that?
Well, I go back to the history of it. I think these can go a couple different ways when you start a negotiation on a big contract. You know, like, you can play the high-low game where the team starts really low, the player goes really high. Sometimes that works. Sometimes that can create fracture, you know. And I'm not saying that's exactly the case here, but my sense is that, you know, both sides have dug in pretty early, and that created just some sort of awkwardness in the relationship. And I don't think it's completely fractured, because all it takes is some good faith conversations and a new deal to offset that. And I think the same thing with Micah Parsons and all these guys. But it was not in a good place, and I don't think there's been a lot of bridging of the gap there. You know, now nobody's better with people as a head coach than Dan Quinn. He's excellent at that. You got Jaden Daniels, who's been supportive of McLaurin. Like, there are some people who can smooth this out and play the good cop to Adam Peters in the front office, a bad cop. But it's, I know, like, when I was going into the late summer, going into training camp, it just was simply not good. You know, just the situation and my gauge on it was that there was a long ways to go, and that the player was really frustrated. Somehow he got, you know, whatever message got to him and his perception of the situation, it was hard to put the toothpaste back in the tube, so to speak.
Jeremy Fowler with us here on Grant and Danny. So I want to go to, you sort of referenced this earlier, Jeremy. I want to get back to it. The idea that McLaurin and his camp, there's only so many options they have. And my sort of reading of this is eventually, and Grant already mentioned this, he's got to play football. Like, he's under contract this year, and if he wants to get the things that he wants, that includes playing football, lest you forego roster bonuses and you know, the time accrued and everything else.
Yeah.
He needs to play football, and that's kind of, I don't think he's got the dynamite under himself, right? Like, in terms of this. So there's only so many things you can do. You can kick and scream, but eventually, don't you have to just come play? And I think the team is kind of sticking by that, where you mentioned it, it's contract this year, franchise tag next year. Why would we go to 33 when we could do that an average of 26 and a half based on this year and next year, right? Like, that to me is kind of the inescapable part of this. Just your thoughts from the agent and player side.
Well, it is, but if the player is willing to make this more difficult and cost himself some of his own money,
right,
by forfeiting games, then he can make this tough. He knows that, you know, the flip side of that is he knows Washington going into the season without him is going to be tough.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be, you have a team that can win right now, and it's going to be tougher to win games without him. Not that it can't be done, but if Deebo Samuel's your one, and then, you know, some young guys, first or second players, are your two, you know, it's going to be a struggle. It's putting a lot on a quarterback who already had to win really close games last year. So it just becomes complicated at that point. That's his leverage. It just depends on how far he's willing to exercise it and how far he's willing to take it. So far, from all that I've gathered, he's willing to take it as far as he needs to. But you're right. When those checks start to clear for week one, it's hard to forego those. Right now, he's got the cushion of being a hold in. You know, mm-hmm. That changes in about 3 weeks. So luckily for both sides, that is a lot of time to try to figure this out.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Jeremy, are you surprised by either side here, either how dug in McLaurin's been, or that the team on their side of it has been so unwavering and unwilling to get closer to $30
million? A little bit. I'm surprised by – I'm not necessarily surprised by some of the DK Metcalf comparisons, or that Terry might want certain metrics of the Metcalf deal, because he really is a better player than DK Metcalf. The problem is the Steelers traded for DK Metcalf. Metcalf is a lot younger, at least 3 years younger, I believe. And he had a lot of leverage to do that deal to facilitate that trade. He needed a new contract. It is a different situation with Terry's age and being with the same team. And you could argue DK Metcalf's a little more of an exotic option. He maybe scares defenses a little more with his athletic ability, even though Terry's clearly a better wide receiver. So I'm say that he wants the DK deal, I guess it's mildly surprising, but it's not a bad place to start. Like, you can justify it. I'm a little more surprised on the team side that they had drawn such a hard line. I thought they would be a little more flexible in this, given his importance and the wide receiver market being where it is, where you got Brandon Ayuk making $30 million a year. You know, he's not even in the same conversation as Terry McLaurin. So that's why he feels disrespected. That's why feelings are hurt. It's that. But, you know, like, Washington feels pretty convicted that, like, we have a lot of players we have to pay over time. Your age is a factor. And that market's crazy. We don't want to acknowledge it. You know, it's just, it's complicated. And so you have two sides that are pretty dug in. I'm slightly surprised this is the way it goes, but I have heard this about Josh Harris's new ownership. Like, he's not eager to just throw money around and give guys whatever they want. I do think it's sort of the new sheriff in town mentality a little bit, and it's an ownership conversation a little bit.
ESPN senior NFL reporter Jeremy Fowler with us here on GND. How much did the Courtland Sutton deal inform this conversation? He's a better player than Sutton, been more productive for longer, but that was kind of the low end that maybe the team could argue. The high end might be the Metcalf deal, the kind of that you're talking about, or maybe even beyond that from what we've heard. So was that kind of a data point where the team could look and go, see?
Maybe. I'm sure McLaurin wasn't crazy about that deal, yeah. But like you said, it's different weight classes. So, you know, Courtland Sutton's a different conversation. But to me, it might be a positive where you could say, or maybe Washington could say, hey, we'll split the difference between DK and Courtland, and we'll put some incentives in there to get you to 30. That to me is the cleanest way to do it. You can make it look good on paper. I don't know, though. It seems like, you know, with some of the feelings that can get hurt in these, that I don't know that he would take that or not at this point. So, but I do go back to, I do sense from Washington's side, like, they want to do right by him. They are rebuffing trade calls. I feel pretty confident saying that from all that I've gathered. And I think at least one team has looked heavily into it.
Jeremy, so, we'll let you out of here on this. I just want to look ahead to how this could end. What do you think would be, and I know it's a guess, so I'm not asking for an exact number here, but what would you guess, like, what would you say is a percentage chance that he actually isn't on the team for week one, that he's holding out still come week one? Do you think that's a legitimate possibility?
I'd put it at 20%, I'd say. You know, I still think there's a little bit of a chance where whatever disrespect he's felt, you know, fuels him to dig in even more. That's a big decision. Most players don't take that route, so I'd be surprised, but I'll put 20% on it.
And then lastly, would you think a long-term deal is more possible still than him playing on this deal? Or maybe I would even throw out there the idea of like the Chris Jones one-year deal to rework this year to make more cash maybe this year. What's the most likely outcome between now and the season, assuming he does show up?
Yeah, it'd be harder to do a one-year deal, I think, because then you're back at the table next year. And Chris Jones being a defensive tackle at a position where he could probably age a little bit better for all the running you have to do at receiver. I'm not saying Terry can't age well, but I think it's a different conversation based on the position. If you're him, you want multiple years right now. So I think a Band-Aid like that would be tough. I still think that they can work something out. I think there's a path to working it out where he's under contract long-term again. I still think that's more likely than not. They just have a lot of work to do.
Jeremy, great info, great reporting, man. Appreciate the time with us.
Anytime, guys. Thank you.
Thanks a ton. We'll watch you on ESPN. There's Jeremy Fowler, their ESPN insider and analyst on all things NFL news.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.